The South Shetland Islands in the Antarctic are a haven for a huge variety of wildlife, including seabirds, seals, and penguins. Living on Earth's explorer in residence, Mark Sethlender, has more.
Two crab-eater seals, one older, one younger, related perhaps, drag themselves out, and up, and on to the worn basalt, crowning from the sea, just beyond the fast ice, and lay down there. The head of the one to the tail of the other fitted like parts of something larger. Except there is no room for anything larger. Them it suits. One yawns, palate as purple as a lilac tree in bloom, teeth shaped like nut meats but sharp, and meant not to be chewed but to do the chewing. Potentially. Because after that yawn, inanimate, not so much as a shrug. Crab eaters taking a break. They will take one anywhere they can. They have no country, no allegiance of terrain except for an easy in and an easy out. The chin-strap penguins nearby, they are the regulars. They have more particular wants. Noisy, temperamental, in constant transit from island to sea to island to sea. It is early for them to nest, but they are considering it, examining each and every possible location and what will work and what will not. Conflict is the predictable consequence with space at such a premium. Two get into a flipper fight, slapping each other in a way that does no damage, but probably stings. No doubt, enough to get the point across. While the crab eaters ignore all of it, they simply remain in place, silent, neither stretching nor shifting their bulk nor arching their bodies as seals sometimes do, to adjust their contact with the ice. Which means the crab eaters are neither cold nor hot, are neither hungry nor overfull. If life is tough, they aren't telling, or if it is easy and good. Their point is to be there, and they already are. But just as easily, their place could be somewhere else.
That's Living on Earth's Explorer in Residence, Mark Sethlender.